Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 70 on July 13th, 2019. I'm your host, Eric. And in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Karyopharm Therapeutics, Twitter, and Altria Group. And we discuss three new trades on McDermott International, the Semiconductor ETF, and the Gold Trust ETF. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here or about your own positions, feel free to email me. Email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C. at theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading you'll need to be able to understand and follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the markets were up again this week with the S&P 500 index and the Dow reaching new highs. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 409 points this week, ending at 27,332 points. The S&P 500 index grew 23 points to close at 3,013 points. So it was a very strong week in the market. Now, we'll get into the topic of the week, and the topic of the week is sponsored by the Option Studio. If you want to learn to trade options without any calculus and confusing language, visit the website to learn more about the online course. Visit www.theoptionstudio.com for more information. Now, the topic of the week is how to play defense. And I'm sure you've heard the saying, offense sells tickets, but defense wins the game. And I've certainly found that true in trading. In trading, playing defense is what keeps you from losing all of your capital on a series of bad trades. Now, I'm a natural optimist. I think I've mentioned that on a show. I mean, the sun is always shining in my world. It's rare that there's rain or thunderstorms in my world. It's just, there's always a silver lining, right? But in trading, I've had to learn how to be a bit of a pessimist as well. Every trade idea, of course, should start with a plan on how you're going to make money. But your very next thought, and what saved me many a time over, is that you have to ask yourself the question, how do I lose money in this trade? And from there, you can create a defense plan. So a couple of examples is just, you really have to start with understanding options. So think about a covered call, right? A covered call is not really a hedge strategy. You have a long stock and the short call. They don't actually protect each other. Those are both, basically, the way you end up hedging a long stock is actually by owning a put. So what happens is when you have a long put with the long stock, or meaning you bought a put and you own shares of a company, now you've got defense, because as the market goes up, which is what we want, that stock will appreciate. But the moment the market goes down, right, when it goes down, it hits a certain level, you'll actually start making money on the downside too, because that put option will act as insurance. And there's all sorts of other ways to look at this. So when you own a call, you make money as it goes up. Again, owning a put will help you make money when the market goes down. So any position that you have that really benefits from stock going up, the defensive play is asking yourself, Well, there's two levels of defense. There's defense as far as limiting loss, and then there's defense as far as making gains when the market goes the opposite direction. So making gains when the market goes in the opposite direction typically entails owning another option or even stock that will appreciate in value when the market goes the other way. And I always talk about covered calls and not cover calls, but the spread strategies, as still they have limited risk, but they still are benefiting on a direction of the market. So if you sell a call spread, so you're short the near the money call, and and you own a further out of the money call, that creates a short call spread. So you sold the call spread because you sold the near the money or at the money call. But if the market goes up, you actually do get banged up. So one way to hedge that, right, because that position actually increases in value as the market goes, or it appreciates it. You keep its value when the market goes down. So the way for it to work, when the way to cover yourself, the way for it to be defense, is actually by owning a second call option. So if you had a call 1x2, for instance, that position actually would make money after, as long as you, well, if you're short the one and long the two, then that position will actually make money over a longer period of time. So anyway, you just have to think about what makes sense. And I'm sorry to even bring up the call 1x2. Feel free to email me if you have any questions about that. But that's another trade that I put on that I normally don't discuss here on the show. But there are reasons why it makes money. And you just, it's one of those positions that allows you to just chip away at the market to make a little money, a little more money along the way. And ultimately win. You know, winning to me is growing your capital rather than losing it. So that's it for this week. But always consider how you lose money in a trade. It's easy. It's not easy, but I can show you a bunch of different ways to make money. But if I never, ever consider the possibility of losing money and what I'm going to do next, then I'm really going to hurt myself ultimately. And that's why on the show, some of the best shows are the ones where I've lost money, because I get to really walk you guys through what my next move would be. And from that stand, as a segue, or from that same point, this should be a good show, because last week, if you remember, we were short a call spread and long a put spread. So our credit spread was the short call and our debit spread was the long put spread. And with the market going to new highs, it doesn't take a genius to know that I lost on my trades last week. But that's okay. We're going to have a good show. So let's dive into the trade review. And like I said, you know, even when the market is bad for me, even when I lose money on this show, you see, you hear me talk calmly, because I never lose that much money. I just end up losing a bit and then figuring out if there's a way for me to mitigate my loss or make my money back with another trade. And if not, I take the loss and I walk away. But I look at my losses are always limited. And that's what keeps me going. That's what allows me to stay focused day to day. You won't have me jumping out of windows, or actually that's bad to say, but you won't have me doing anything really negative if the market goes all the way up or all the way down, because I survived because of my trading strategy. And that's what I really want for you guys. So let's start with the covered call. We looked at a company called Karyopharm Therapeutics, symbol KPTI, Kevin Paul Thomas Isaac. The stock at the time was trading for $8.81. And I looked at buying that stock and selling the July 10 call at 30 cents, hoping for a 16.91%, almost a 17% return in 2 weeks. Well, KPTI stock fell 78 cents this week, closing at $8.03 per share on Friday. The July 10 call we sold can be repurchased now for 10 cents. Leaving us with a 20 cent gain in the option and a 78 cents loss in the stock. So overall, this trade has cost us 58 cents. Now, you could roll the risk forward to August if you wanted to buy in that July call and sell out an August call, but only do that if you truly believe the stock will recover and head higher. I personally would rather take the loss this month and walk away from this stock. We'll start off fresh next month. So I would take the loss here and go ahead and start new next month. Now, our second trade was a credit spread on Twitter, symbol TWTR, Thomas William, Thomas Richard. Last week, the stock was trading for $36.25, and we sold the July 36 half 37 call spread for 18 cents. Collecting 18 cents, and that leaves us with a maximum possible loss of 32 cents. Well, Twitter stock finished the week $1.59 higher, closing at $37.84 on Friday. The out-of-the-money call spread we sold for 18 cents is now worth 43 cents, so we've taken a good chunk of loss. That's a 25-cent loss on the week. Now, that's to be expected given how the market is racing to new highs. We closed at all-time highs in the Dow and the S&P. So I would look to sell a July put spread against it, or and realize we only have 1 week left in July. Or I would mix, I would do some mix of a call spread and a put spread, selling both. But I would start by buying back this spread. So you buy in that spread, you take on your 25 cent loss. Next, I would collect 13 cents for selling the July 37.5-37 put spread. And I'd collect 11 cents for selling the July 38.5-39 call spread. This gives you a $1 profit range in price, where you keep the 24 cents that you collected. So if stock finishes between $37.50 and $38.50, which is pretty much where it is right now, it's in that range, then you keep the 24 cents and end the month with only a 1 cent loss. So remember, both of those trades were July. July expires this upcoming Friday. So this is a 1 week trade to see if we can recover all of our loss and walk away with just a penny loss on the trade. Our final trade for last week was a debit spread on Altria Group, symbol MO, Mary Oscar. Stock last week ended at $48.78, and we looked at buying the July 49.5-49 put spread for 33 cents, and which yields a maximum gain of 17 cents or 51% return on this trade. Well, we know what happened. Altria stock finished the week 72 cents higher, closing at $49.50 per share. The in-the-money put spread, which we bought, is now out of the money. The spread can be repurchased for 18 cents, which yields a loss of 15 cents on the week. So the price chart for this stock is anything but bullish to me. I think it's going to head actually lower. So I'm going to give this trade a day or two before reacting. I'm happy to sell the spread out and then sell another spread or a pair of spreads against this trade to make my money back, just like we did in the credit spread. But I just want to see if this stock is going to make another leg lower first, which would allow my put spread to have some value at the end of the week. So with stock right where it is, and of course we own the July 49.5-49 put spread, and stock closed on Friday at $49.50 per share. So it's right at my long strike. If stock goes down 33 cents, we don't even need it to go all the way lower than $49. If it goes down to $49.27, that means that we will scratch on this trade. And I think we have a good chance of that if you look at the trend that's been happening in that stock. So definitely going to give it a few more days and watch it and see what my next move's going to be. I'm always thinking in terms of defense, though. So that's it. Next week, of course, this upcoming week is the final week for July options. We'll see July expiration here on Friday, July 19th. So all of your July positions will close either worthless or they'll expire being valued at their intrinsic value. So let's get into the new trades for this week. Our first trade, of course, is going to be the covered call. We're looking at McDermott International, symbol MDR, Mary David Richard. The stock ended on Friday at $10.49. I'm looking at buying that stock and selling the August 11 call at 70 cents. Now, this yields a 11.53% return possible in 5 weeks. So you enter this trade by buying MDR stock for $10.49 and selling the August 11 call at 70 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $11 per share, and the break-even price is $9.79. And part of the reason I share that break-even price each week is so that you know when you get to that price or when you start to approach it, that's where your defense play needs to kick in. Now, our next trade is going to be a credit spread. This week, we're looking at the semiconductor ETF, SMH, Sam Mary Howard. The stock ended the week at $114.25, and we are looking at selling the August 114-113 put spread, collecting 34 cents, which yields a maximum loss of 66 cents. You enter this trade by selling the August 114 put, collecting $202.85, and buying the August 113 put for $2.51. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay above $114 per share. The break-even price here is $113.66 in the ETF. Now, our next trade, final trade for the week, is the debit spread on the Spider Gold Trust ETF, symbol GLD, George Larry David. The ETF ended the week at $133.53, and I'm looking at buying the August 132-133 call spread, paying 61 cents, which yields a maximum gain of 39 cents, or a 63.93% return in 5 weeks. So you enter this trade by buying the August 132 call for $3.20 and selling the August 133 call at $2.59. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $133 per share. The break-even price is $132.61. So that's it for this week's show. And of course, in the market, times are definitely interesting with us hitting all-time highs in the U.S. stock market, the U.S. equity markets. And the Fed recently suggested they will be cutting interest rates. So that says inflation to me, which is the very thing the Fed doesn't want to happen. But this is shaping up to be an interesting summer. Normally, the markets just sort of lull themselves into a deep sleep for the summer months, and we're already getting some new highs. So should be interesting. Keep your eyes open, stay awake for the summer, because there are going to be some great trades coming up. Have a great week, and as usual, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.